This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to be joining us coming up in the next segment. I am your host, Alex Jones. There has been just an absolute conniption fit by the establishment testing a psyop on the American people through the pliant lapdog globalist media working with the Pentagon to convert our country into a type of soft martial law police state playground. Our listeners and other patriots have forced a global debate about militarization of police, federalization, military drills, military training to confiscate guns, all the videos, all the training manuals. And then one of the biggest drills ever comes up. We find out it has all the hallmarks of other gun confiscation roundup drills. They now admit, basically, that's part of it, but then lie to national news and say it's for foreign operations, which, of course, some of it undoubtedly will have dual purposes. There are 365 articles currently. I don't just say 365 because it's a total number. That's the number Google says in the last 24 hours with my name in it, saying that basically I'm saying martial law is imminent. No, no, it's not imminent. It's already here. We're not going to be put in a boiling pot of water. We're in a pot, and it's starting to get hot. And now they want to demonize a true enemy of the Obama administration, somebody who more than the entire Republican Congress, and he was Attorney General, Governor Abbott of Texas, has come out and said, listen, I'm concerned about our civil liberties and our freedoms and sovereignty because he understands we're being federally taken over. So he says he's going to have the State Guard monitor it. And so they lie about what he said. The Americans are coming. The Americans are coming. Making fun of Paul Revere. Yeah, back then, the Redcoats were British. They were British. And they had become the enemy, the oppressor. So they were saying the Redcoats, the military. They were saying the British are coming, the British are coming. Our people are coming. We're now breaking with them. But this is the Americans. This is the globalist sympathizers that run our military. Our military doesn't want to carry out this mission. Our military knows what's going on. They want to run these drills also to find out who in the military, like Katrina was a test, will go along with gun confiscation. And you know a lot of the leaders of Jade Helm are people that took part. We're looking into this right now. We have some intel on it. In gun confiscation in Katrina. And see, they're just corporate climbers. They don't want to be in the military to protect the republic, to protect our liberties, or that oath they swore to. They're there to oppress and dominate and go to high and dry houses during an emergency and take guns out of safes and give them to the FBI. And the military is begging the public to say no to this and stop this. And it was mainly veterans out there in Bastrop by the hundreds saying no to it. They see through the PSYOP, and that's why they're listed as the enemy. And they'll have mayor's order stand-downs, caught red-handed in Baltimore, to get riots going. This is their plan to destabilize the country. I don't know if it's going to be race riots, economic collapse, a major war, or a combination of all of those, or part of those. But preparation under Clinton for martial law was about a 2 or 3, but it was still shocking. Under Bush, it was a different type of martial law, just taking over the system, but not a preparation to take on the patriots so much. Under Obama, it's just the preparation is, let's not exaggerate, 100 times what it was under Clinton. I mean, it's a full-on attempted takeover. Just not even executive orders to just power grab. It's already happened. When the president's ruling by executive fiat and the borders are wide open and he's funding ISIS and claiming he's fighting ISIS and they're just doing whatever they want, and there's huge military drills everywhere, and TSA on the streets, and NSA spying on you without warrants. You're living in a bona fide tyranny. And I know you as an audience know that from your own research, but we've got to reach out to the public and show them the scam. And go, hey, did you know Enron came up with a carbon tax? Hey, did you know General Electric's exempt from that? Hey, Hey, did you know that Alex didn't say martial law was coming this summer, but this was just more conditioning towards ultimate tyranny down the road?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by former Congressman, medical doctor, Dr. Ron Paul, and I've got a ton of questions for him as we kick off the second hour here with the Alex Jones Show, hosted by yours truly. Our news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll, of course, give you Ron Paul's channel, Facebook.com/Ron Paul. RonPaulChannel.com, and, of course, the Ron Paul Institute, doing so much amazing work with the young people and others out there across the country. First off, it's great to have you back, Dr. Paul.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Wow. First thing I want to get into, you've been talking about a big monetary event coming, the global devaluation of currencies, the QE Unlimited. Now we hear that really the growth, despite all the money printing, was 0.2%. That's with Cook numbers showing it's probably even 2 or 3% negative. We have the headlines, U.S. stocks drop as GDP comes in weak. On top of that, what does this signify, and how close are we to the big event?
Well, you know, they give us the numbers, they fudge them, but the Wall Streeters still believe it. But I think they're getting more reluctant. That market is pretty shaky. But the other day when they gave us the GDP number, they said it was, what, 0.2 increase. But if you looked at the inventory increase, they use that as a positive. Oh, they're building up. People are going to buy. But sometimes the inventory builds up because nobody's buying. And if you remove that, which I think is artificial, you have, and I think you mentioned, a negative growth. It was probably down a couple percent. And there's a limit to how much bad news can be twisted into being good news. And I think they're running out of steam. I think that the Fed has printed so much for so long. And this is why I'm predicting that the, and you've heard me talk about it for years, the vulnerability of the dollar. And we've had a free ride for a long time. They have the reserve currency of the world, and people have been more or less forced to it. But there are countries now thinking about alternatives, and there's other countries that are buying the gold. So I think even technically speaking right now, the dollar is looking like it may have already started down. You know, it was up like 35% in the last year or two, and now it's turning around and starting down. I think we're still seeing the beginning of the falling dollar. The big question is people only look at the other currencies, say, oh, the dollar's falling. Does that mean we have to buy euros or something else? No, it's all a mess. And when the dollar crash comes, people won't trust any of the currencies. They'll go to real money. They will buy gold and silver. They're going to latch on to anything that's real. And even real estate and other things like this will serve as a preservation of wealth, and it won't be in holding dollars.
Unfortunately, I don't see how you could economically be incorrect about what you're saying. And even mainline analysts admit that no bubble's ever gone this far. My concern is, historically, now you've studied Austrian economics and history, Dr. Paul, the bigger the bubble, the worse the calamity, and then you add the record dependency of 100 million Americans on some form of assistance, and you add to that the rapacious paramilitary nature of Western governments. That sounds like a recipe for a perfect storm of really hellish repercussions when the bubble pops.
Yeah, and this is why I assume, and I'm sure you agree, that it's going to be even worse than 08 and 09. You know, the crisis hit. The debt was the problem. The debt was bought by the taxpayer, and it was all transferred to the taxpayer through the Fed. The big guys were bailed out. And the amount of debt worldwide that has increased since the crisis of 09 is $35 trillion of more debt. So there was no correction whatsoever and no growth. Now, the Keynesians are real pleased. Well, we saved your life. We saved Wall Street. Otherwise, the whole thing would have come down on us. But it comes down maybe a little slower and a little differently by propping it up with an illusion. So the system has been propped up, but it's all a fallacy. It's all a myth that there's wealth growth out there. There's more people dependent on government. Half the people don't work. More people on food stamps. Real labor values have not gone up since the Bretton Woods broke down in the 70s. So that's why there's this fight going on between the rich and the poor. And unfortunately, the people that we might even agree with when they make these statements are using it as a tool to bash freedom and free markets and say, well, the rich are getting rich and they're gouging everybody else, but they're getting rich because they're part of the government. But but they'd like to end this whole idea that the solution isn't, well, what we need to do is tax the productive people so that we can take care of
more. Sure.
But they've been doing it, and we're in a mess, and I think, like you said, the crisis is worse now than ever before.
Well, I mean, look at the usual suspects. Warren Buffett, it was the biggest promoter and lobbyer for the bailout, and he was the biggest recipient. McClatchy reported $400-something billion to his company. He himself got like $2 billion of taxpayer money. It's just incredible. And then he gets up there and calls for taxing the rich. He means people making $125,000 a year. That's not rich. That's who produces. That's who hires people. That's who buys things. So it's the ultra rich trying to create a giant dependent class. That's always been their plan. And now they're scapegoating capitalism for what they've created. What would you call this corporatist fascist, crony, would you call it crony capitalism? What's the best name for it, Dr. Paul? The current system?
Crony capitalism is pretty good, but if you want to get closer to what is coming, and we might have a bit of it now, is pure fascism, where it's a combination of a partnership between big business and big banking and government. And it's not a partisan thing. Most people get to think, oh, yeah, all we need is Hillary and the Democrats, and they'll straighten this mess out. But this one thing that's neat about what we're reading and hearing about Hillary is it's so disproving, but I just can't imagine people still believing that the Democrats are less likely to be involved in this scam than the Republicans. But they're both trained by the same economists. They're all Keynesians. They're all interventionists. They're all authoritarians. And the principle of liberty doesn't even cross their mind. They don't have the vaguest notion about it. They believe that you have to have the elite who are the authoritarians, and they'll pretend they're going to take care of people. At the same time, all they do is build up their power.
Yes, sir.
Eventually it ends because the currency will end, and that's what we're starting to see happening right now.
Dr. Paul, the Ron Paul Institute's fighting it with incredible intellectual research and documentation. Your son's fighting it. The leader of the presidential pack right now for Republican candidates. The Governor Abbott is suing the federal government over its tyranny. There's a lot of good news coming out, and I want to talk to you about that. But the power structure and all these manuals and documents, I'm going to play a clip of this in a moment, police being asked in Indiana and in Washington, you know, why are you getting MRAPs? And they say it's for the patriots, it's for the veterans, it's for the gun owners. You remember that first MIAC report we got 6 years ago that listed you, and at first your office was calling me going, Alex, is this really real? I'm like, no, we got it from the state police, it's real. Later they admitted it. What are the totalitarians, the fascists, going to do with the tens of millions of Americans of every race, color, and creed, and a large portion of college students and others that understand what's happening and aren't going to go along?
Well, they're going to continue with the corruption and expand the corruption in the judicial system. And this is what really is a problem, because you have a lot of people breaking the law. You have a Petraeus that breaks the law and he gets his hand slapped. Then you read about the Clintons and they don't get anything. You read about an Edward Snowden who is a patriotic hero, and he loses he's a man without a country. So it's turned on his head. But what really is something that we ought to be very resentful of and get changed is the authoritarians use the IRS. They use all these regulations. They punish their enemies. Nobody can understand the regulations, but go get into a federal court and they are in charge. There's no doubt about it. And we have had this federal takeover already, 100,000 federal bureaucrats who carry guns. You know, we worry about the future, but I'm worried about the present. But where I'm encouraged, and I know you get some encouragement too, is that people are waking up. I think nullification is here to stay with us. States will eventually say, look, you've overstepped your bounds, and especially when the dollar won't work. That's when you're going to see individual states and individuals tailing upon themselves to protect themselves. And that is what I think is coming. It's a maniac war on drugs that has finally driven a lot of conservatives and liberals to come together and saying, hey, look, the Fed shouldn't be involved in this, because that's where our prisons are overflowing. 90% of the prisoners are involved with drug dealing and drug usage, and most of them, or a large number, are nonviolent people. So we have a mess there, but it's the judicial system, and I think the drug laws have been unfairly enforced, and all kinds of reasons for that. And as many of us worried about, I mean, we see our city starting to explode, and let's hope it can be settled down so we can have a little bit of improvement. But right now, it looks like it could expand.
Well, that brings me to my next question. Obviously, the feds have militarized the police. Hillary comes out and says, you know, we have to have police accountable. We can't have militarization. When under Clinton, the war on drugs exploded, the militarization, that's when it really expanded. It's accelerated now under Obama, also under Bush. But it's the war on drugs that militarized police. But then separately, you have George Soros and the left and Obama and Biden going out and saying the Republicans want to put your chains back on, the cops want to kill you. because they can't give them jobs. Black unemployment's doubled under Obama, so they're going to give them, I guess, racial identity and infighting. And then the mayor orders a stand down so they can get things going. I'm really concerned this could be a false flag coming up this summer as the media hypes these tragic deaths to try to get something like the 60s going again. Can you speak to that, sir?
Well, that's always possible. But, you know, we had a very bad example of the authoritarians taking over after the bombing in Boston. You know, that was a good practice session. So I think they're going to continue to do that. It's not like, you know, the principles and the power behind FEMA. That's not brand new. But I think so much of that has already occurred. I think as some of the activity goes on, it's sort of conditioning the people to say, well, if, you know, we'll have this and we'll have some training here. And the people sort of say, well, you know, they didn't take over the whole country. So they try to talk themselves out of it. The thing that bugs me the most has come up since 9/11 is that too many people are complacent and actually encourage it. The media is horrible. The politicians are horrible. But too many individuals say, Ron, you got to realize you got to give up some of your freedoms to be safe. And that's why you should have voted for the Patriot Act. You know, that stuff still is around. You know, they're still talking that way. But people, safety and security is valued more than their liberty. And, of course, you know what that ends up with.
Well, we know that when you give up liberty, you get ultimate insecurity. You get enslavement. Ron Paul is our guest. We've got a few minutes left with him. Doctor, I want to get into something you talked a lot about in the last 30 years of your public life, and that was the slow militarization of police. Now it's become a big national issue. Even the New York Times says it's a problem. They admit that the IRS has taken people's bank accounts for no reason. I mean, the IRS is persecuting the Tea Party and groups. I mean, we're really already living, I think, under a form of martial law. As you said, we're being phased into total fascism or complete fascism. The governor, Abbott, came out and put a tweet out 2 days ago saying, I want to make sure our liberties are watched and that Texas sovereignty is watched. I'm going to dispatch the Texas Guard to watch Jade Helm. I never said when we broke Jade Helm a month ago that it would be martial law. I never said that Obama was coming to take the state. I said it was more conditioning. But they have had literally thousands of articles the last month, 300 plus yesterday, every channel in Austin, national news, every channel, saying, I'm saying there's going to be martial law, the governor is, and that we're all kooks, they're attacking, Rand's been sucked into it. What do you do about these straw men where they go, oh, there is no NSA, and there is, or, oh, Alex says there's going to be martial law, when all we're saying is there's this continued march, and they admit in Forbes that the Army is training to take on the Tea Party. I mean, we have clips of them saying the MRAPs are for the veterans. So basically, your take on this incremental boiling frog, and then these, I guess you call them straw men, where they claim we said something that we didn't really say, and then when total martial law doesn't come, they say we're discredited.
Yeah, that's the way they work. I guess we do our best to just get the truth out there. And I think more people are looking for the truth and are skeptical of all the propaganda. I thought that this Abbott ruling or sending the National Guard there was a reflection that there is a sentiment with enough people that he is responding. I don't know the governor, and I don't know personally where his views are, but I think he senses that he has to respond to this because there's enough people who are worried about it. But both sides might be doing some of the grandstanding, you know, and so often, though, that can get out of hand. I think what is happening now is that we know about the militarization of the police and the overreaction and the difficulty with the drug war, but we also notice that there are some people that are on the receiving end of excessive police force are overreacting too, and they become very, very violent, and people can get pretty nervous about that as well. But the big overwhelming thing that drives the problem in the inner city is back to economics.
Yes,
you know, if we had a thriving economy, the problems in the inner city wouldn't be there. But if you have an entitlement system, and if you have Keynesian economics, if you have a Federal Reserve fixing it up for the rich, then the rich getting richer, and the remaining part of the middle class, the upper middle class that might be remaining and producing, the rich even go after them, and they're going to tax them and try to keep this thing going. But one thing for sure, we don't know when it'll end, but it will end. It's incapable of going for long periods of time. There's never been a paper currency, it lasts for, an indefinite period of time. They always end, and this one has gone on for way too long, and it's bigger than ever. There's never been a fiat currency like the dollar engulfing the entire world like it is today.
And they're clearly, in closing, gearing up during a collapse to try to accelerate into tyranny. I want to play a 10-second clip for you to see if you've heard it from Morgan County, Indiana, one of dozens we have, with them saying the MRAP tanks are for the veterans. Here's the clip.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
So there they are, Congressman. And then we have clips during pre-Jade Helm training where they're trying to take on the Tea Party. I'll play that after you leave. I'm just documenting this here. How can they say Jade Helms were overseas when they admit that it's also for domestic snatch and grab operations?
That I don't have a complete understanding of that. I don't have a precise answer for that. All I know is it's very difficult to sort out exactly what they're up to and what they're doing. I do know that they're not worried about our liberty, and I do know that they take care of the very wealthy special interests, which is a system that we have takes care of quite well.
What do you think in closing of Governor Abbott? I think he's been actually doing a pretty good job since he got in here in Texas.
And, I didn't do anything special to help him, but I'll tell you what, we could have a lot worse. So nothing has struck me as that makes me displeased. I don't happen to watch state issues very closely. I guess his recent announcement here today about Jade Helm got my attention more than anything else, but I would say that he's doing a decent job.
It's very refreshing to just see somebody do their job like you did in Congress. God bless you, Dr. No. We really appreciate you.
Good, Alex. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Another powerful interview with former Congressman Ron Paul. I tell you, I don't get excited when I've gotten a chance to meet some of the most famous rock stars and movie stars, unless I'm fans of what they do, and then it's exciting just because I like their art. But it's just nothing compared to someone like Ron Paul and others. Now, at the same time, I know some celebrities like Dave Mustaine and Billy Corrigan who get attacked when they come on viciously and still come on and have courage. That I admire, and I get butterflies over. But I can get around, a firefighter that goes in a burning house and, to save a child and gets burned, and I just get tears in my eyes thinking about what a good man that is or a good woman, because we're supposed to admire people that stand up for liberty. Not a basketball player, not a football player, not some drugged out rock star just because they got 20 women. And I'm not on some moral high horse when I say that. I'm just saying that's not my God. I will not sell out the unborn. I will not sell out the Second Amendment. I will not sell out the family. I will not compromise on not being hit with soft kill weapons to make us weak and stupid. The fluoride and the rest of it. And it means nothing under their fake peer pressure paradigm to be lectured and attacked by a bunch of nobodies like Rachel Maddow and CBS News and Anderson Cooper of the CIA at CNN. But they live in a world of caring what everybody says about them. They live in a world of being empty. And as Jakari Jackson said in earlier little vignette information bulletins that we now have during the advertisements, Christ, even when he was rebuking people and not following their orders unto death, he didn't hate them because he realized these are the people he was there to save. And we have to understand that I don't even hate a Rachel Maddow or people like that anymore because I realize how pathetic they are and where they put themselves in this universe. I want to say great job to the crew. They were scrambling while I was trying to get them to get clips on the fly. I should come in earlier and actually line up all the clips I want to play. But we're going to play some of those clips when we come back because, I mean, there's just so many of them with the military and every drill that we get on tape. I mean, we just go to an event or our reporters do or our listeners do, and just every time the military is trying to take on patriots. And then they just want to make this preparation, condition the military it's okay, have the Civil War with us as if we were just going to wait here on our butts. We're getting ready.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality. Fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Epic. 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 We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Notice it's Texas. Ron Paul, Governor Abbott, myself, and many others. As Texas goes, so goes the nation. That was that way until the 60s, so they tried to make California the new bellwether, taking the country down the toilet with socialism. But it's very exciting what's happening. It's a great time to be alive. And I'm honored to be here. But when I overuse the word epic, it's because, can we get a thesaurus out? Archetypal, historical, seismic, ultra massive, incredibly important, world changing, over the top. What are other words associated with the word epic? Legend? Heroic? Yeah, it's legendary. That's a great word to use. What we are seeing now is the stuff of legends. And it will be the fall to the eugenics technocracy, the anti-human global exterminist rise of the machine-human interface takeover, in their own words. Or it'll be the legendary victory of humanity during this key time as we prepare to go to the next level. And all these preachers that are small-minded and have been in a war against science, they played into the globalist's own plan to then set spiritual Christianity against science when it's a religion of transhumanism. And it's completely full of errors and frauds and changes all the time. But it wants to set itself up as the ultimate power. When the Bible says the eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has in store for us. And then I sit here and I believe in humanity and believe that after we go through these trials, we will then, our children and their children, be able to experience things that the eye has not seen, ear has not heard. As Christ said, I have other flocks. It truly is amazing what we can do. The word amazing, the word legend, the word epic, the word transcendent, these words do not really even begin to cut the surface of the well that is imagination, the water of life, mystery, majesty, but we see that sparkle, that twinkle in the eyes of a child. I look at old black and white photos of poor Hispanic families, black families, poor white families, wealthy families, doesn't matter. They all had that twinkle in their eye. You take black and white photos today, even take them old style, that twinkle's not there. I have a twinkle in my eye, but not like the generations before me. And it's the soft kill, it's the chemicals, it's the drunkenness that we're under. The cultural, the spiritual, the chemical, the biological, the radiological, the electromagnetic, the scalar. Through just a blanket, a soup of intoxication. The eyes are the window to the soul. And we look into that window and we see a fog. I pray to God Almighty, the creator of the universe, the four corners of the planet, that if citizens and humans of this world seek your face and repent, even if we don't believe in God, we should repent for the way we act, the way we don't appreciate things. There's got to be some morals. And that this trance, this spell, this fog be lifted, that this scanner darkly be lifted, that the rose-colored darkly be lifted, if with free will people seek your face and pray and repent, and that humans can really see what they're facing. Because if you could see what you're facing, I'm talking to new listeners, there is not a doubt in my mind you'd do everything it took in the God's green earth to stop it and fight it, because it's so nasty. And every time I start thinking about the enemy, I get chills. Not chills of fear, just my soul, my God-fearing soul feels dirty even gazing into that abyss, and my soul shakes for fear of God. That's what that is. It's fear of God. It is, whoa, I feel so wicked even looking at that. Because that's the knowledge of good and evil. To know the enemy, I've fallen. It isn't that you didn't have free will in the metaphysical garden. We're all in that garden as children. We come out of it. It's that we're then given the knowledge of the evil technologies of corruption, of twisting. We're going to go to this special report with William Benny. Much of it is never before seen in a studio interview, out on the street with Benny. It's very powerful. Interspersed with my interview with him. It's only 10 and a half minutes long. It's going to be posted. I'm going to go ahead and post it today. Paul Watson already wrote the article. We're going to post it at Infowars.com the next 30 minutes. It's going back up on YouTube. We're going to post it in his article. We're going to launch it now. Put it on Facebook and Twitter. We need you to get this out to everybody you know. I'll give you the headline name and more when we come back from break. It'll be up after this. And then please don't forget, we are listener supported. Please spread the word about the transmission. The enemy is doing everything they can to discredit us and attack us for a good reason. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com today. The sale ends today, 13 hours. I might extend it a day longer because folks always complain. But if you want to get in and get 50% off on two bottles of colloidal silver or free shipping on top of that and a free bottle of Fluoride Shield, that's 50% off, free shipping, and a free bottle. I mean, we've never had a sale anywhere near this. We got a bunch of other specials. They all end today. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. But now, here is our interview. The secrets of the NSA from the inside whistleblower who's been persecuted, William Benny, another true hero.
The whole point is that under a surveillance state, you have very few liberties. Unless if they don't want you to do certain things, then they have ways and means of getting to you, like they did with us or other people. They would find things to use against you, to leverage you or influence you to do what they want you to do. You know, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels, first of all. And secondly, it's totally irrelevant what you think. What you think is totally irrelevant. It means absolutely nothing. The government only considers its view of you, and if you're doing something they don't like, they will come after you, no matter what you think of it.
Does the NSA routinely intercept American citizens' emails?
No.
Does the NSA intercept Americans' cell phone conversations?
No.
Google searches?
No.
Text messages?
No.
Amazon.com orders?
No.
Bank records?
No.
I thank you, and just for you, Director Clapper, again on the surveillance front, and I hope we can do this in just a yes or no answer, because I know Senator Feinstein wants to move on. Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
But to conduct that kind of collection in the United States, it would have to go through a court order, and the court would have to authorize it. We are not authorized to do it, nor do we do it.
Bill Benny, a legendary NSA mathematician, led development of a revolutionary computer system to collect, isolate, and connect important information, like phone calls and financial transactions. Its code name was Thin Thread.
My name is Bill Benny. I worked for NSA in the military and as a civilian for a little over 36 years. And I designed a lot of the logic and architecture that they're using to spy on everybody in the world. And when I started doing this and using it against U.S. citizens, I became a whistleblower. I had other people who were with me as a part of that whistleblowing, at four other people, including Diane Rourke from the House Intelligence Committee, and Tom Drake, Kirk Wiebe, and Ed Loomis, who were also NSA employees. So we were all part of that, and we tried to influence the government internally, and they attacked us for it, and tried to put us in jail, fabricated evidence. We caught them at it, so they failed.
The FBI raided the homes of all the people you've met in this story who filed that confidential complaint with the Defense Department.
They came busting in. I was in the shower at the time, and one of them came running up and was pointed a gun at my eyeballs and pulled me out of the shower. So
he drew a gun on you?
Yeah, he had it pointed at my head, yeah.
Talk about what a hero. how much courage you've got. I mean, you know how serious people are in this government, what they do worldwide, how corrupt it's gotten at that point. You had the will to march into Congress and to tell them what was going on, the first guy. I mean, that's 10 times bigger than Snowden internally. And to really start this whole internal debate and this avalanche of understanding now, I mean, you were really one of the first people to ring the bell to warn folks that the country, as we knew it, was being dismantled.
I went to the terrorist analyst shop, which we had running there for quite some time, and I said, I asked them, in all the work you're doing to analyze the terrorist problem around the world, which sites are the ones that give you information that you find valuable? And so they gave me a list of 18 sites, and so I took those 18 sites and said, okay, these are the deployment targets for our process in January 2001. And it was we estimated the cost to be about $9.5 million. That's all. Basically, it was working like a year and a half before 9/11 occurred, almost 2 years before 9/11. And if they'd have deployed it, we would have, in my view, there would have been no way we wouldn't have stopped 9/11, because all the data, Tom Drake took the program after they killed it because of it didn't cost enough money. So that meant that they had to create another program, which they called Trailblazer. There was the initial cut at that was $4 billion. And after that, it only grew in terms of money. They kept getting more and more. So the whole point was that they had a whole host of contractors that wanted to feed on all that money. And if you took the program we did and deployed it, it would already solve the problem. So the point is that you can't go to Congress asking for money for a problem you've already solved. So they had to kill the solution to say we have a problem so they could justify getting the money. And that's exactly what they did. They know exactly what they're doing. And the reason you can tell that they know is because they're keeping it all secret. If they weren't really trying hard to keep it secret, then you might think that they were delusional and they didn't understand what they were doing. But when they know that they're doing something wrong, they have to keep it secret. Otherwise, they feel that they'll be held accountable for what they do. Why else would they keep all these things secret, do things in secret with a secret court, keeping their interpretations secret and making secret interpretations and rules for a constitution in secret, in hiding it away from most of Congress and certainly all of the public? So if you do that, you're hiding something, and you know you're doing that. I put it down to three factors: power, money, and control. That is, if you have an uninformed electorate and an uninformed Congress, you can manipulate them and control them. And especially if you're pulling in a lot of data about them, you can do that and use it against them to get them, to leverage them to do what you want them to do.
British newspaper dropped a bombshell that the U.S. government has been collecting millions of Americans' phone records without them knowing about it.
A lot of people are learning that the scope of these surveillance programs is immense.
The government is monitoring private phone calls, your children and my children's private phone calls, and tracking who their associates are.
Right now, the U.S. government knows who he is calling, where she is calling from, and how long they are talking.
When it comes to telephone calls, nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The NSA is trying to create a database to get ahead of what I think is a real growing threat. Homegrown terrorist cells already here.
It's to ferret this out before it happens. It's called protecting America.
It's called the Tea Party.
When it comes to keeping us safe in the war on terror, I think the president's program, President Obama's program, is the right one, and it's a good one.
His name is Edward Snowden. He's an American former CIA employee and computer technician. Today he came out as the leaker of classified NSA documents.
You don't have to have done anything wrong. You simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call. And then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
Are you confident that you know everything that's going on within that agency and that you can say to the American people, it's all done the right way?
Yes.
I made the statement about that the greatest threat to our constitutional form of government since the Civil War is what's happening now in terms of spying in the United States. And that's the domestic spying program, Stellar Wind, that they started in secret and have been running in secret. So they're violating the constitutional rights of everyone. First Amendment rights are violated because you have the right under the First Amendment to have a free association.
It doesn't say you have the right to free association as long as the government knows about it. That's a direct violation of that one. The Fourth Amendment is clearly violated when they copy, they collect all the content data, or they digitally record your phone calls violate all of your privacy under your affairs. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And then using the content of your emails against you in a court of law in secret, again, under the law enforcement use of the NSA data, that's a violation of your Fifth Amendment rights not to testify against yourself. And then when they lie in courts and don't tell you that, give you the right to challenge the discovery of the information they really used to arrest you, that's a violation of due process under the Sixth Amendment. So, I mean, they're just scrapping the entire constitutional form of government.
And it's perjury.
The greatest threat to our democracy and republic and constitutional form of government since the Civil War. See, unless we stop the industrial accumulation of information on people, we're heading to a state of society where people will see the surveillance. Just the fact that people are being surveilled inhibits their ability or feeling that they have the opportunity to do new and creative and innovative things. So that kind of reduces their risk-taking, basically, which in turn means you get no less and less creativity and innovation and more stagnation of civilization. That's what happened in the Soviet Union. That's what happened in East Germany and the communist bloc. They stagnated because people were being so surveilled that they were afraid to do anything. It made people afraid to take a risk. And that's really the point of capitalism. That's why it's been so successful, because it was advocating people taking risks.
Americans aren't supposed to sit back and let things happen and let government do what it does. We're supposed to be out there challenging. We have to be participating in our democracy and republic. We cannot sit by and let these things happen and be quiet. If we do, we're going to get this totalitarian state that we're sliding toward right now.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get this totalitarian state that we've already slidden off the edge into. But the reason it's so different than Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Maoist China is Maoist China had just been through World War II. The Japanese had killed, some estimates are as many as 10 million Chinese. There was mass poverty, millions starving to death every few months in some of that period. The country was in literal hell. And before that, the country had been broken in 14 parts by different allied powers for 200-plus years. You could be publicly executed in China if you were caught stealing a bowl of rice. I mean, it was barbarous. Barbarous. China had not been barbarous previous to that. It had been quite cultured in many ways. But it was barbarous after colonialism. And so when Mao came in with Western support, kicking out the nationalists, who were pretty corrupt in their own right, but nothing compared to Mao. He was seen as a reformer by Wall Street because he'd work with them. They thought he'd get things going under communism. He was just able to absolutely steamroll everybody. Hitler, same deal. They'd been through World War I, the Versailles Treaty, the massive depression that was estimated by many historians to be upwards of five times worse than the U.S. Depression. I mean, Germany was starvation level for a decade. Very proud people went through hell. They were put under reparations where their companies were all turned over to foreign companies. Those foreign companies set Hitler up, put him in power, told him to invade, told him what to do. That's all been declassified, set him up. Doesn't mean Hitler wasn't horrible. He was terrible. They picked him to be the messianic leader psychologically of the Germans. Lord Milner in the 20s talked about, we got to find a messianic German, wind him up, let him tear up Europe, and then we'll take over the ashes. About saying the British people are inherently evil. I'm Welsh. I've got a lot of blood from England on both sides of the family. The point is that the manipulations developed in England are the model of the world today. And they're very sophisticated. It's very hard to beat them because it's a 50 to 100-year plan. It's like the big megabanks have been funding liberation theology for about 80 years. They've been funding socialism and communism as the way to rebel. So when the revolution comes to their corrupt system, it'll be communism that they set offshore and control. I mean, it's hard to beat these people. And Brzezinski, I've read five of his books, and In three of them, he talks about how they do 25, 50-year plans and everything I'm telling you. I mean, they think you're too stupid to read books they write. And he says in the future, in his last book, he also said it in two speeches to the Council on Foreign Relations of Canada and the U.S., he said it's more expensive now to propagandize people. We're just going to kill everybody. Zbigniew Brzezinski's probably a bigger advisor right now than Kissinger. George Shultz has gotten too senile. David Rockefeller now is officially senile at 98 or whatever it is. He's basically out of the game. That's why Senator Jay Rockefeller is leaving the Senate to actually run things now. Jay Rockefeller is one of the most powerful people in the world right now. The Rockefellers don't give you the power until the top dog, the top skeksis, dies, and then you get the power. A lot of evidence David had Nelson killed. But it's just unspeakable what we face. And I sit here with their manuals, their books, their admissions, their just watching them control our world, and then sit there and lecture the public on how none of this exists like we're 5 years old. Coming up in the next hour, I want to open the phones up. I haven't been taking a lot of calls lately. I want to talk to first-time callers about Jay Helm. And I want to do first-time callers at first that are active duty police or military or recently out or who have a direct connection to Jay Helm or have witnessed any military drills in your area. It's a pretty wide swath, but please don't call in if you're not those people, because I'd specifically like to hear from you. We'll launch the phone system over there on my Comrex, and we will start taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Separately, if Buckley will come over to the microphone, I forget the exact headline that I wanted to give that William Binney piece. I'm sure it won't give it justice. But we're going to get it posted at Infowars.com and Paul Watson's article on the subject. Buckley, what headline did I come up with?
Are you going to tell me what the subject was again?
I'm just going to drill you guys. You're ready to come on air all the time when you're in there. We're going to kill the everybody's doing a great job back there. We're just going to exterminate the normalcy bias. It's the headline on the board in there. What headline did I decide to give the William Binney video that we just played?
Former NSA head exposes agency's true crimes. There you go.
Former NSA head exposes agency's true crimes?
Exactly.
I don't know if that's a good enough headline. But former NSA head, we're going into tyranny? I don't know. I mean, it's just a very important report. How about this is the video report you need to send your friends and family about the NSA? Or most important NSA report ever. I mean, I really think it's the most crystallized, the most focused. I don't know what we call it. Watson's written an article. Let's just give it to him and have him put it up on Infowars.com. Thanks a million, guys. Let me point everybody to Infowars.com. I just knew Buckley was standing by the board. I'm sorry to put him on the spot. This is total transparency, though. I can't keep track of anything anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. There's too many things coming at us. Red Link, Infowars.com. Very important article by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones that we wrote this morning. Mainstream media rushes to demonize Infowars over Jay Helm. It just went live. And we show how they're lying to the public and how to counter them. In fact, that's a good headline he gave it, but really, it's everything you know about Jade Helm. Or use the media's tactic. Fact check. Is Jade Helm for domestic takeover or not? Because they play that reality game like, we fact checked. We've had all these different news agents calling going, we need you to interview us. We're doing a fact check on you. And we, the other night, got on the phone with one lady, and he's like, okay, have you read the Jade Helm document? No, but we want to know your opinion of Jade Helm. Well, there is no opinion, Dumbo. We've got the documents and all the background material. It's like, well, it's your opinion there's death panels in Obamacare. No, it's in a stinking subsection. I'm going to smack you upside the head. We got the biggest specials ever running at InfoWarsLife.com right now. Free shipping on two bottles of X2 and a free bottle of fluoride shield. It ends in 12 hours.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. The three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.